Hey everybody, Scott Ruby.
Mark Norman here.
Welcome to We're All Friends Here, the podcast.
I feel like it's been a while.
A month.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. We're at 27th Street and 3rd Avenue outside a show.
The horrifying Murray Hill.
Not your favorite location.
No, it's an ugly, ugly part of town.
If you were in a fraternity, you would like it more, I think.
Well, I'm trying to be a yuppie.
How's that going for you?
Not well.
No, I didn't think so.
I don't have a suit.
You don't seem very professional in any way.
That's true, and I can't afford Coke.
All right. So starting off this show, I think we started off, you were talking about your parents, right?
Yeah, well, you know, my dad sleeps bottomless, and my mom is perfect.
That's right, let's get into it.
All right, here we go.
And then definitely there's something else about the show.
Yes, yeah, well, as I told you, my parents were just in town, and I'm not Jewish, but it still sucks for us, you know, it was brutal. And we've talked about this. I've talked to this about many of you here. My dad sleeps bottomless, and I think that's why I got into comedy. It really messed me up as a kid.
Still wears the top, though.
Still wears a shirt.
You gotta stay warm. Come on.
This is a true story. Once I walked in, my dad, he's wearing no pants, and the shirt says, "World's Greatest Dad." True story. It really messed me up. I got that shirt for Christmas.
What was he big down on the bottom?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. Now, that was because you were little. It was like a perspective thing, and now, like, you want like a repeat edition?
No, I've seen it again.
Okay,
still big. Still huge.
How did you want to know how you are?
I'm going over with a clitoris down here. I got the mom gene.
Well, that's because you shaved your balls, though.
Right? Yeah. But it's like, you know, with the hair loss, that comes with the mom side. I think I got the...
See, even this hair loss thing.
If you see it wet, it's older than game.
All right. Well, you got a lot of body kicking right now. It's the humidity.
You don't know what I do in front of the mirror. I do a lot of fluffing.
Yeah, there's a lot of rearranging.
Yeah, me too.
I guess when we're talking about dads, my dad instilled in me this paranoia about like washing my hands. Like I was not allowed to eat dinner until my dad smelled my hands in order to make sure I washed them.
I would have never eaten.
Yeah, I mean we had invented toilet paper already. It wasn't.
I feel
like he was just like, "Here, son, take my complex."
Right,
and then it was
right.
Like this transference.
Was he ever just appalled?
No, I don't even think you could tell, but it was like this...
It's a mental thing.
Yeah, just like, "Please, sir, may I have some of the potatoes?" You know, like,
"Let me smell your hands, Jew."
Oh, he would take a bath for like hours every morning, too.
He bathed?
Like a bath and a shower.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why
I'm here. And so, like, I got the hand-washing thing, too, and bathroom keys. I was thinking though, I'm really into the accelerator. What do you call that? The hand dryer. How fucking great is that thing? The new. Because for years I bitched about ineffective
hand dryer.
The high speed one, the one that's a fucking G-force sort of thing coming at you. I love
hate
it.
That thing.
Well, because I was thinking because then I went, you know, I've gotten used to these accelerators. I went back into a bathroom that had just like the normal weak, you know, flaccid sort of drying thing, and. For the first time, I understood the phrase, "Once you go black, you never go back." Just from the force of...
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, it was like, once I went back to this, like, little piddly, sort of not drying my hands thing, I could never fuck white woman again. I couldn't ever do it again.
But are the hand dryers themselves black?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
It's a bit of a leap.
Well, I'm trying. How about your mom?
My mom, she's perfect.
That can't possibly be true.
The one thing I'd say about my mom, she's almost too liberal, you know?
But she'll let you do anything?
No, like she went around and I invited a bunch of kids to my birthday when I was younger, and she invited all the black kids who I wasn't friends with. I didn't know. It wasn't because they were black. It was just because they were, you know, black. I just didn't know them, but she was like, "Oh, let's invite them."
So they're reaching out.
Yeah, so they didn't feel left out, but it actually made it worse.
Terrible thing for parents to do. Never reach out.
right, we're back.
Woo!
Coming up next, Elad Foss.
Love this guy. Love what a Jew.
He is quite Jewy.
Oh yeah.
Even I gotta say that.
And those
glasses. As a fellow Jew.
Oh yeah. He's
Jewing it up a little bit. He almost
was.
Seems to be
right.
Going even Jewier
right.
than you know maybe is natural. But I respect that.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a step down from a Hasid.
Well, let's see. He doesn't have the curls or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
And he was talking about his roommate.
His roommate, yeah. He had a slut of a roommate.
Mm.
So that's good stuff. I think I don't want to ruin it, but there was a married man involved.
Hey, ooh.
So let's get into that. Here's Gilad.
But it was only supposed to be for the summer, and then she ended up just not coming back.
Huh.
And stuck with a guy. Yeah.
White guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, white guy. Yeah, very, very, very weird.
And then you had another roommate who was sleeping with a married man.
Oh, yes. That was a low point also. I had a she was a friend of mine from work. And I thought, oh, this will be great.
Ooh.
And her boyfriend would leave these messages, like, she was about, I was like 26 at the time, she was 24, and her boyfriend would leave these messages like, honey, this is a message for Christy, blah, blah, blah. And I was, oh, this guy's just sort of a deep, you know, kind of adult voice. And then I was talking to him, or I was talking to my roommate, and I was like, oh, so what's your boyfriend up to this weekend? He's like, well, you know, he's dropping off his kids. And then just sort of to be funny, I'm like, well, he's not married, is he? You know, and she's like, actually, he is, and I couldn't handle it.
You couldn't handle it?
You know, I'm
It's ethically wrong.
I'm yeah. sensitive.
Really?
I kind of freaked out. Yeah.
What did you do? You said something to her? You moved out? How did you
I
not
just,
handle it?
I didn't do I was. I think I was pacing, and I was sweating, you know?
You were really over the top.
I was over the top. I ran next door to talk to a friend of mine.
Jesus!
Yeah. You were sweating, talking to neighbors.
You seeked help for this.
It was really bad, and you know she didn't like it. She didn't like it.
She didn't like you pacing.
She didn't like that I wasn't cool about it, and that was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. She didn't like that you were not cool about her ruining a marriage.
Right. Exactly.
Jeez.
Very touching.
Made no sense.
You're a good person. I wouldn't have cared at all. That's the difference between you and me, I guess. I was like, oh.
I mean, if it meant that my roommate was gone more, I would be like,
I guess that's, yeah. You know, I'd be like, oh, what do the family pictures look like?
Yeah, you know,
I would
introduce her to all my married friends.
Yeah, yeah. What does the wife do? Is she free? Can I see her? That kind of thing, you know.
Anyway.
And you were talking earlier about how you're paranoid constantly about losing your job.
Oh, I am paranoid constantly.
That is a scary thing.
Yeah.
In these times.
Well,
it is.
I think he's always been that way.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I was over-disciplined as a child.
And, what does that mean?
Well, you know, I'd say to my mom, like, I was a very well-behaved kid, and I'd go, you know, like, hey, instead of going to bed at 8, can I go to bed at 8:15? You know, like that.
Wow.
And I just sort of worried that she'd scream at me or hit me or something.
Would
like
she?
That. Well, not for something like that, but, you know. Just
you were beaten. You were beaten.
Not beaten.
True or false? Your mom was a screamer.
She was a screamer. Yeah.
Wait, what?
This is what I heard. This source has told
in
me.
In bed.
His mom. That's what I asked. He said, "My mom's a screamer." I'm like, "In bed?" He's like, "No. Who would think that?"
You are smart.
Jesus. Well, who would?
He did say, "Oh, my mom was a screamer."
I just want to tell you my joke about Mark Norman, the only man to be raised by two baseball play-by-play men. I have a question, Mark. Does your dad sound have your similar kind of voice?
He's never spoken to me.
Really?
Oh. I have no idea what he sounds like.
Really?
I've just gotten this.
Oh.
Across the old raspberry.
He talks with his bottomless pants.
Yeah.
So he makes his statement.
He just says, "Get out!" That's it. That's all I've heard him say.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't sound like this at all. He's a normal guy.
His parents are very normal. No one knows what happened.
Right.
I'll tell you what it was. It was that those blacks at that school.
What did they do to you? That's why you developed this entirely false persona?
I just feel like, when Mark starts talking, I have to put this on.
I'm kidding. I love the blacks. Okay. I love the blacks. Can we get that over here? It's bothering me that it's on the floor. It's like the American flag touching the ground. Come on. All right, there we are. It's just, I like to have it near me.
Just in case of emergency.
But yeah, but you're seeing someone now, right?
I am.
Is she here?
She is here.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. She looks terrified. She looks terrified.
She's terrified.
I don't know.
Please, raise your hand so we can all see. That's Gilad's girlfriend, everybody. Give her a round. She's a nice lady.
How is Gilad in the sack?
I'm not in the chair.
Maybe. Are you saying tomato?
Tomato.
All right. How are you in the set? Can I ask you? How'd you rate yourself?
Is he rigid? Does he say, if I don't come in 14 seconds, you know, is he like his parents?
He starts pacing and
sweating. Oh, my goodness. How am I? I'll just say the old Woody Allen joke, where he goes,
The glasses will help.
On my honeymoon night, my wife stopped in the middle of everything and gave me a standing ovation. So yeah. That was a joke. So I'll leave it at that.
I see you being a very considerate lover, Kila, I have to say. What? What are you laughing at?
I can see that.
I think, you know, I bet he likes the lady satisfied.
I'm sensitive.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive guy. Yeah. Girls, how about it, huh?
Would you?
How about just a rhetorical would you?
Well, the fun thing
about guys like Gilad is they're always huge.
What do you mean guys like Gilad?
Like nice guys, sweet guys. You know, it's these pompous, you know, douchey gelled hair guys who have the tinies. He is gigantic. I guarantee it.
Can I just say my super ego is kind of overdeveloped. And I'm just, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
What does that mean?
I like all of these sort of social norms that, you know, you're supposed to adhere to.
Yeah.
I just take them very seriously, so I feel guilty all the time.
Give me an example.
Right now I feel hot all over and I'm about to blush, you know?
Please. Feel terrible, really?
Oh yeah.
What, you said nothing wrong.
I know, you're a good person.
But I feel like I'm about to or something like that. Right?
But I think deep down you want to.
Well, probably deep down I want to, but I'm just too repressed for it to happen.
Well, that's why we had you on, to break you out, baby.
Oh, all right. Okay. I don't know if this has really happened, you know. I'm kind of furiously retracting into my shell.
What was it like with the virginity loss? I bet that was pretty ugly.
It was very ugly.
A lot of praying. How long ago?
Not that long ago. Relatively not that long.
Like a week?
Oh, no, not a week.
Oh, thank God.
3 hours ago.
Late. It was relatively late in life.
Well, nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of comics here.
Yeah. So,
there's been a lot of bedwetting and late virginity losing in this room.
Oh, yeah. 25, 26, you're fine.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll just leave it then.
I actually know there's a couple virgins in the room, so you're fine. You're doing okay.
Okay, all right.
Who's a virgin?
We'll have them on the show.
It was not pretty. I'll just tell you that.
Well, no one's first time was pretty, but I mean, I bet premarital you were probably, well, that's a Catholic thing, I guess, but, you know, I'm sure
he was antsy about it.
Let me just tell you this, I bought her, we went out for dessert, right? I bought her dessert.
That's naughty.
And the next morning, she asked me if I owed her anything for the pie.
Whoa!
That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
That's aggressive.
That was that, right? I mean, that was.
And you said, bad. You owe me a fuck.
You owe me your pie.
Well, no, that was after it already happened.
Oh, that was after.
This is after.
Wait, jeez, no girls ever offered me dessert.
So this morning, she's like, do I owe you anything for the pie?
That's how good you are. She
man.
To pay you.
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well,
consider a lover, right?
Boy,
he left off.
Alright, that was Gilad Foss.
Wow, who knew?
I didn't know.
He's a dirty, dirty little boy.
Alright, let's keep going through these. We got David Angelo coming up. We're trying to rush because Mark's about to do a spot inside, so we're doing this whole thing.
Way to plug me.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we're rushing this a little bit.
But
I like to take my time. I like to seduce the listener.
I see.
I feel like we're not giving them the proper amount of foreplay in between segments here.
Everybody loves a seductive seg.
A sed seg?
There you go. That's egg. Nice.
Genuinely seem to like that, which is ridiculous. Because it was really stupid.
Well, no, that's the frat I joined. All right. Here we go. Who we got here? David Angelo and talking about milk.
You said that.
Right.
You had heard a theory. I don't know. He had lied to you?
He lied to me.
Well, let's just get into it.
All right. Juicy stuff. Are you a virgin? You looked me dead in the eyes and said, oh, yeah.
It's true. I made a pledge. Well, I mean, I have sex with hookers. But never in the vagina. It's only through a wound I carved into their back. That's not sex.
Boy.
I don't know. Is that a question I'm supposed to feel?
So you're not a virgin, though.
You're not a virgin. Just trying to spice it up.
Are you good in the bedroom?
I'm the best.
This is the cocky thing you were talking about. Though. Remember that?
What's that?
Small dick.
Nah, but he's doing all right. You were a model for a hunting gear, right?
Wolf hunting gear.
Yeah.
February and in the catalog.
Wow. You can't be small in the pants if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Hunting model?
Yeah, hunting model. Hunting gear.
Yeah.
Do you hunt?
No, but I would if I'd given the opportunity.
For meat or for pleasure? What the hell is that? Oh, Jesus!
The secret.
It's the train ticket fairy.
What an opportune time.
Yeah. But really, you would eat the animal.
Yeah, I would eat it. But you eat animals. If you eat meat, then don't pretend that you're above hunting. You kill animals.
You're just outside.
I'm not above hunting.
Yeah,
I would never
say
that.
Have you hunted before?
I could never do that.
Just the idea of hand hunting.
Yeah, just going out there and then like going up, getting up early.
You never wear orange.
Yeah, it just sounds like an awful time.
You can go at like dusk.
It sounds boring to me.
I'm standing around waiting. You also don't understand live music.
I hate concerts.
As a concept.
I hate
it. It doesn't get live appeal.
I know, it's a weird thing. But
you would understand why music.
Why do I need to see them live? You know?
I don't like
to
do
you got the album.
It's terrible. It's sitting, what am I going to do? Sing along? Is that the point? Do you sing along?
It's
I don't get
out.
It.
And bands today, they don't know how to really do. They're not as good at playing. So the
exactly.
Amps are so loud.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
You can't hear them.
It's brutal.
Well,
it's just all. I mean, I know what the music sounds like. You know, why do I need to go?
Is the same thing true for comedy?
No, because like, comedy is different. You can switch it up. Can switch it up.
Musicians switch it up.
You can't riff with music, though.
I think the word riff.
I guess you can. You can.
You can, but it didn't warrant their response.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
You get credit.
You
get
credit. This is what I hate.
What?
I mean, I agree that live music is a good thing. I just personally don't
like
it.
Do you have to shake your hands when you say it? Live music's a good thing.
I'm holding off this mob here. I'm like, I'm saying I agree, but I don't want to go. If you give me tickets to Smash Mouth, I'm not going to go.
Well, that's the example I was going to use for why live music is great.
All right. Maybe I should say Smashing Pumpkins, one of these hip bands that are in there.
I 1996 all over again.
Best show I was ever at, Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah,
I've heard good things about them.
I'm being sarcastic.
Alright. I've never heard of them.
You know, you go to these shows and you hear someone, they go, they used to yell Freebird, right? Now the guys they go, more cowbell. You hear that?
How annoying is that?
That's Saturday Night Live routine.
Exactly.
With Jimmy Fallon cracking up in the back. Keep it together.
Might as well be yelling, hey, I wish I had my own creative outlet.
Let's talk about the Dalai Lama.
This is a real tour de force here, huh?
Yeah, you don't like him.
I don't like the Dalai Lama.
What's not to like?
Here's what I love about the Dalai Lama in society. You round up all your, you go to Williamsburg, Lower East Side.
All your what?
Hey, what do you think of religion? Oh man, it's killing society, man. Religion's the Lord. Right. What do you think of Tibet? Man, we gotta free Tibet. We gotta free Dalai Lama.
That's a good point.
It's a fucking theocratic dictator, and everyone, you know, installed by, if you every book you read, the monks, they traveled, and they found signs, and then the spoon, the boy identified the spoon. This is how he rules that people.
Uh-huh.
And no one cares. They're delighted by it. They're so amazed.
They search for like a 6-year-old and they find
a 6-year-old and then they go pick the last Dalai Lama's glasses. And he goes, ooh, these ones. And they go, ooh.
Really?
You're going to rule the entire country now.
Wow, that's pretty
And that's
rough.
How that works.
Is that what the movie The Golden Child was about? Seriously.
I don't know the movie, but I don't know.
Eddie Murphy. It's not bad. When he was good.
You know that movie Trading Spaces? No Trading Places.
Thank you, yeah. I thought you were doing another Flip That House bit. But yeah, yeah.
I have more material. But that Trading Places, that's the movie I never understood.
Oh, at the end, it gets so confusing with the stock purchasing. Who knows what's happening
it's
there?
They're slipping on banana peels. We got, you know,
right.
Eddie Murphy making fart noises. And then there's these... They're on the floor of the stock exchange, you know, going through numbers, and we're supposed to get the punch.
Orange juice. And canned orange juice.
Pork
yeah, I don't know. I don't understand.
It's a mystery. It really is. I don't think anyone here can solve it. Look at this.
I thought it was a pretty good
movie. Who can explain that ending? Anyone know the dynamics of how the oranges get worthless at the end? But you all laughed. You all laughed through it.
He was watching you watch it.
And they did it all for a dollar. Just a dollar bet. They ruined those people's lives.
And
tonight we do it for free. How about that?
Yeah. Oh boy, here we go, we're back.
And coming up next, Jamie Lee.
Ooh, now we're talking.
We got some juicy stuff out there. How do you segue from juicy stuff into Hymen? I don't even know. That's kind of rough. But that is where we're picking this up.
The old Hymen.
And I don't know, you got more to say about the old Hymen? This is what we talked about a little bit. That old Hymen seems
right.
like jumbo shrimp, a little bit of an oxymoron.
Right.
But you claim to have experienced the old Hymen before.
I've had the old Hymen.
A lot of 40-year-old virgins you've been banging?
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody can pop it.
Well, that's what happens when you hang out at the mental ward, right?
All right. Nice pull.
Where are you banging all these old broads that are virgins?
Murray Hill.
That was better. All right, here's Jamie Lee.
Here we go. Did you really lose the old Hymen to the
Gym coach?
All right. The old Hymen.
It's a little bit of an oxymoron, isn't it?
The old Hymen. My girlfriend still has hers.
You guys know what oxymoron means, right? Like a jumbo shrimp?
Trust me, I've been with plenty of girls who still have a hymen.
How do you even know?
I can feel it. It's like a...
You make it sound like this is your hobby.
You know what it's like? You know what it's
Boston
like?
Boston Hondas is how we roll.
No. You know when a football team... You know when a football team runs out onto the field and they have to break through that paper? I'm not getting through the paper.
Meaning that you can't break a hymen.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's what I mean.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a football rally where you just ran through a hymen? Like that one?
Oh,
like the
pep
rally? Just
I think the Titans did that in 88.
Remember the Titans? Sure, yeah. That was a different Remember the Titans. Anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
So hymen stuff, like you think you can't even tell?
No.
I've never...
Really?
According to Chasing Amy... Which was
Kevin Smith.
It was. According to Chase and Amy, the old lesbian said that the hymen is just like a thin layer of skin. Like, it's very thin. So, like, that, I mean, if you get fingered, you can break the hymen. Anyone can break the hymen.
I believe it. So.
You believe that?
We all can have goals. We all can reach that goal if we want to break a hymen.
Is that what the blood is?
No.
That's different.
That's a period.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this. This is all Greek to me.
Maybe we should move into...
Yeah. Speaking of period, tell us about the wet t-shirt contest you entered.
Hey,
oh, boy.
I participated in a wet t-shirt contest when I was a freshman in college. I had gone to South Padre Island on my spring break. I was like kind of uptight my freshman year because I was planning on going to like a much smaller school, and then I ended up going to like the biggest state school.
What school?
University of Texas.
Austin.
I sound like I didn't get into anywhere else. Not true. Why am I even saying that?
I don't think they're worried about that.
What did you get on your SATs? Let's get into it. No, I'm just kidding. All right, everyone calm down here for a second, all right?
They're like wolves.
I don't know why I had to justify that. But
so we're in South Padre.
Anyways, in South Padre Island, and I brought like my nerdy, reclusive indie friend, Laura, with me. And she was really dragging down the whole purpose of the vacation, which was to break out of her shell.
Get wild,
and basically like make memories. Like, that was my goal of the
That's
vacation.
A sweet way to look at a wet t-shirt.
Right.
Sounds like a...
Making memories. Making memories. I think you're... Hey!
Oh, yeah! There it is!
ridiculous.
Anyway, so we participate. We actually like set our eyes set up like rules. I was like, okay, because basically there's like a lineup. All the girls walk across stage, and then they go down the line and like give each girl like a moment to like whatever.
Where they get a hose there to first.
Oh wow! He's hosing you down. He's in the front row. And I told Pete this. They what they did is they give. I know. They give you a large T-shirt that says Tequila Frogs for the. I don't have it anymore. I should have held on to it. But anyways, they give you a large T-shirt and they give you instructions. They say, so they give you scissors. You can slit it here, and you also slit it. You cut off the bottom,
right?
And you slit the top here. So then you pull it back, and it like lifts. Your boobs. And then, optional, you can use that bottom half as a loincloth.
Wow.
Which I did.
Really? Like underwear? You wearing underwear?
I was wearing underwear underneath.
Okay, because I've seen some shows they don't. I'm just saying. We were all in college. That's all I'm saying. But continue.
So I did the loincloth. My friend Laura, she just wore like a jean skirt that was only like an inch above the knee. Real boring. But she did do like the tip push up thing too. Uh-huh. Anyways, we had rules. I said that if we went across the stage once, we would not flash. We wouldn't do anything. We just get hosed down. And you can still see our nipples.
Right.
You get the goods.
Yeah.
And then we said if we made it to the second round, then we would kiss on the lips.
Really?
Not open mouth. These were my rules. Not
well,
open mouth.
This is pretty good though for two.
Well, she's a good friend. I was like, this is fine. We can let it out a little bit. So then if we made it to the third round, we would consider flashing.
Oh, boy.
But it didn't get to the third round. Because I was still high.
Like, to the second round.
I had, like, the freshman 20. It was not a hot.
Seems like that might help.
I sound like I was, like, no. I was kind of disgusting in retrospect.
Really?
I'm gonna cover it up. Were we kidding?
Do you want to say this?
Well, I was going to say, apparently it was good enough to make it onto a certain...
It was.
What did it make it onto?
I was on the Girls Gone Wild infomercial.
Hey! Oh my god! I can't believe it! Whoa, man! Holy shit! That is... See, you're out there for all of eternity. People ordered that. I mean, you're really out there now.
Yeah, so what happened was there was a guy with a camera, and he said, "Do you guys want to do a little something for Girls Gone Wild?" I was trying to, be discreet.
Recite some poetry.
So he said that, and we said no. And then flash forward a year and a half. You know how Comedy Central turns into like infomercials?
Right.
Central after like 3 a.m.?
No, we know.
So I left my TV on, gone out for the night. Sophomore year, come back. I'm sitting on the couch eating quesadillas at 3 a.m. and Girls Gone Wild infomercial.
Oh,
was
yeah.
On.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say about maybe I watched it for quite a while. I think just in drunken quesadilla haze.
Oh, and you saw yourself on that?
And I was taking, I remember it so vividly because it was like, you know, it's like post traumatic.
Oh, yeah.
Just recall it.
Oh, yeah.
To an obnoxious degree. So I was taking a bite and I out of a movie dropped my food and just started screaming. And it was basically, actually, Laura kind of got the shit end of the deal because she was like way up in the camera.
The nerdy girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
my inclusive friend.
Wow.
Way up in the camera and I'm behind her like whatever, freaking or whatever.
That's got to be a moment though. That's got to be a moment. Talk about making memories. Wow.
Doesn't this sound like a shitty MTV movie? Like, come on, you got to break out of your shell. And, oh no, we ended up on Girls Gone Wild. Like,
why did we sue? He definitely did not consent to that.
Really?
He definitely did not. Also, the angle, he was like, I mean, we were like in the camera. I don't recall anyone with the camera being that close to us. So I don't know what kind of lens.
Do you remember signing some sort of release?
No, absolutely. We didn't. He asked us, and he had the paperwork in his hand. We did not sign anything.
Wow.
My parents thought it was hilarious. My dad was like, "You're a movie star." He asked
us. Really?
You're a movie star. You're a movie star.
But did you get with any guys on the trip?
No, this is like kind of sad. So
This is kind of sad.
This is even... So I think that the contest must have been a breaking point because 2 days before that, we went to... Louie's Backyard, which was like, you know, the big, like, whatever, bongo beating bonfire beach party. And I was there, and I remember I saw an attractive guy, and Laura was like, why don't you just go up and ask him to make out with you? And I was like, sure, that's what people who are having fun on spring break do. Like, just going through the motions. And
Does someone need to get that?
Your phone rang earlier. Really? Still on.
I mean, you can get it.
All right.
This is going to be fun.
It's ringing.
All right, one more time.
Is that the iPhone?
No.
It would have been worse if it was the iPhone.
You wanted everyone to know?
Yeah.
Oh, so let me turn this off.
Right.
Where were we? I don't know what we're talking about. What were we talking about?
We're talking about you not getting with
men.
Oh,
yeah, so I went up and asked the guy, and he's like, he said I have a girlfriend, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like he might have just been like, you're not.
Ouch, obese. Really?
Yeah.
Spring break. Wow.
I know.
Man.
I didn't.
Well, but now there was recently a trip to Vegas where you did a little bit better, no?
Oh, boy.
I did have a one-night stand.
Oh, boy.
It's the only one-night stand ever.
How'd he do it? What was the moves? Do you have maneuvers?
We didn't even have sex.
Oh, wow.
It couldn't happen.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
It just couldn't happen.
He was not prepared.
No, it was really, and I felt like guilty because I'm a prude at heart, and I was just, again, trying to make memories. That wasn't that recent.
he didn't cut your back and fuck the gash, did he?
No gash fucking. But no, it was my friend's like bachelorette party, and...
Ah, the bachelorette.
Again, really single for like a year. A few months.
But what, you know, this guy, he had some moves. Like, how did we segue from... You met him to
awful.
Your...
Oh, he was awful. He was there. It was attractive, and all my friends were like, he's really hot. Like, you're with the hot guy.
Oh, wow.
And then there was, like, we went back in an apartment. It was a bunch of, like, lawyers, and they were all there for their friends' bachelor party, and we were there for our friends' bachelorette party. And so we went back to their apartment. They were saying it was, like, super swanky, like, penthouse. They had all chipped in. And they had hookers come over and fuck each other with a banana for like a minute. I swear to God, I don't know how much money they paid, but those hookers did not deliver. They were there for...
What?
Logistics. I just wondered, was it frozen or is it a real banana?
I don't know, Matt. Oh.
Didn't deliver.
It piqued my curiosity.
Jamie Lee.
Woo! She's a
E-A-N-A-N-A-S.
She really opened up. I'm proud of her.
And coming up next.
Oh boy, here we go.
Final guest.
The coked up vampire himself.
I think it was Ritalin. I don't think it was
coke. You're right.
No, I'm joking, of course. Things got a little testy here at the end, though.
Oh, didn't they? Well, there was a lot of insulting for no reason.
Well, that's the way they do it on that side of town.
I guess you're right.
You know, we usually invite the Sharks over. This time we had a jet.
But yeah,
this is what happens.
Nicely done. Back on Broadway, by the way.
Thank you very much. Oh, I thought you meant me.
All right. Well said. But I generally like this guy, and I felt like it was a really hip, heartfelt interview.
Yeah, he opened up. I thought it was really good.
Hell yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Julian McCullough, everybody.
There he is.
With your dad and some pot when you were young.
Well, I had several over the years, and that's why we're so close. But the first incident was we had shag carpeting in San Francisco when I was six, and I accidentally spilled my dad's pot into a shag carpet, which...
But now a bomb? Just the weed? What?
Oh, well, I broke the pipe and... scattered his weed in the shag carpet, right? So they came, and my mom, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was five or six.
Ooh.
My mom's like, we're gonna deal with this. Don't tell your dad right away when he gets home that you feel bad, you know. And
would your dad like react?
He came home and he's like, what? This is why we don't have nice things.
Oh, wow.
So he was mad, and I, you know what? To this day, I appreciate that my dad was willing to yell at me for invading his privacy and breaking his shit. Even though in his head, he had to be a little conflicted that he was yelling at his kid for stealing drugs. Like, that must have been...
Yeah.
He didn't let that stop him. He was like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
I was wondering how shit just died all night, and it's, that's, now I mean, I can see it.
It's drugs. That's terrible. I mean, you're five, not to mention.
I was five. And he also gave me a joint when I was five because he was smoking with his friends. And I was like,
Jesus.
Not good parenting.
Well, good Lord.
It's a long story. You're right. But he... I learned the word. I hated the smell, apparently, of weed when I was a kid. So I would, and I called it fiefer because I was consciously cute.
Right. Right.
So I already got headshots. The point is that I went into the room and I go, he was smoking with his friends, Clifford,
yeah.
Clifford and Doug.
And
I go, ew, fiefer, right? Which any normal parent would go, oh, I love my kid a lot. I'm gonna quit ever all of this.
Right.
But he was like, well, it's not that bad. And he gave me the joint, and he showed me how to do it. I swear to God, I wish I was making this up. And the point was to keep me away from it, because like he knew if I held it, like burn my little fingers.
Like they make you smoke like three packs of cigarettes, so you never want to.
Yeah,
smoke,
except that's not even nearly as bad as a 5-year-old joint. So
yeah.
Also, it was a roach. If it was a real joint, that fire is over here. It was like down to the end, and I was like, oh. And, yeah.
So you
let's move on. Geez. I'm disturbed.
So you were trying to be cool at an early age.
When I was done, I rolled my cigarettes up into my shirt sleeve.
Yeah.
I was like,
bad boy. Holy hell.
Bad boy.
One day at a time.
I thought you were going to go into another story. I thought you were going to talk about the mom thing. That's the real tearjerker.
Oh, Jesus.
I was trying to ease into it.
Why are we looking for tearjerkers at a comedy show?
We're
this isn't hyperbole a sleepwalk with me. This is a real...
We're going to get somewhere real. We want to like open up the truth.
Okay.
The laughs and the tears, they come together sometimes.
By the way, can I point out that you guys were awesome with the confetti thing with Jamie Lee's story?
We got more
because the confetti matched her dress.
She probably appreciates that.
A round of applause for showing we're still awake. How about that? No, but like I think we should we'll dive into this and we'll get out of it. But let's talk about the mom thing because I think we need to cover
it. You bring it up, you have a better voice. When I say it, it sounds like I'm being sarcastic.
I hear there was a...
Yeah, Mark, have you ever felt anything, ever?
When
you were a kid, did your mom put your hand on a hot stove and you're like, I get what you're doing?
His mom was perfect.
She would never do that.
Hot!
She would never do that.
She's perfect. How about your mom, though? A few years later, she took you out to pancakes.
My mom, yeah. Well, what happened? What had happened was that.
You want to put the hat on for that?
No. I'm going to be nakedly racist.
All right.
So.
I'm not one of these.
Willing to own it.
Who is fags? So one morning, my mom wakes me up. I'm 13. She wakes me up and she goes, it's a Sunday, and she goes, do you want to go to that, this is a true story, she goes, do you want to go to that independent pancake shop? Because she knew at the time that I was already like a budding hipster, where I was like, IHOPs are fags.
Oh, I see.
So there was like a mom and pop pancake shop that was my favorite because they had like old pictures and shit.
Right.
So she's like, do you want to go there today? And I was like, why? I didn't do anything good. And she was like, just don't worry about it. And then so we get there, we have pancakes, everything's great. As we leave, we stopped at a railroad track thing because the thing was like, ding, ding, the train's coming. I didn't know it was the emotional train.
Yeah.
Hey,
what a metaphor.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She could have parked us on the tracks, am I right?
Wow.
She was... Are we taping this? Because I'm going to use that.
All aboard.
All aboard. See, that's why you shouldn't be doing this. So she stops and we're waiting for the train to come and she goes, hey, buddy, how would you feel if I went to Tennessee for a while? And I remember in that moment being like, you know when you're young but you know that you're understanding something that's older than you? Like, but you don't really like completely understand it. You know what I mean? Like how you think of comedy. So...
I'm not your mother, all right?
Obviously, you're here. So...
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Win. So...
apparently not.
Stop trying to get the last word.
Sorry.
Am I right?
Jeez. All right.
Would you two stop it? I want to hear how this ends.
All right.
I don't know why I did that. So...
Wait, we can't see your hair.
Huh?
All right. All
oh, that
right,
is tragic.
All right.
Oh my God, it's right on top of my head. So, okay.
I have a question.
Oh, oh boy.
At this point,
he's on the track.
So shut up. Go.
All right.
Huh?
I'm telling him to shut up. I'm telling you to go. All right. Come on.
No, you didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
It's all right. It's fine.
Anyway, so I know she's leaving, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want her to not leave because I'm like, this is literally what I said. I'm 13 and I go, Mom, I think it's important that you're happy and you should do what you need to do to be happy. And in my head, I'm going, no! This is fucking retarded! Why would you leave at 13? And then, but it came out like, no, that's fucking sweet. Like, there's probably a good skate park. And she wasn't even a skateboarder, but I was just like, I was grasping for straws. And she was like, oh, that, you know, I'm so glad that you understand. You know, and I was like, totally. Thanks for the pancakes. And then she never came back.
Wow. Yeah. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, and it gets way darker when I go visit her in Tennessee in the hills while she's dating bikers. And one of them literally, I'm drinking in a bar at 14 the next time I went to go visit her. I'm drinking in a bar in the hills in Tennessee, right? And these two guys fight, and they drag him outside. And I go, is somebody going to call the cops? And a guy goes, we bury our own. And I was like... Hey, thanks, Mom, for leaving Dad, who was a fucking guitar-playing, poetry-writing dude, you know, because obviously this is way better.
Yeah.
It's frontier land.
Oh,
and,
hell.
If somebody steals your horse.
Jeez Louise,
so,
man.
Yeah,
I can see
it. But we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, oh,
so
boy.
So what's the next thing?
I can see why you hang out with Sean O'Connor
now. Holy
Jesus. Man, oh, man. Oh, God.
By the way, who said that you didn't get anything out of Coke? Coke.
That's me.
Fucking,
I'm not a big fan.
Really?
I like drugs like shrooms and.
Because you look
and stuff,
like my three last dealers.
Yeah, I shaved head. I know.
I mean, you're a little white, but you still look. Everything else is the same except for the blazer.
You've done coke? No.
No.
Come on.
No. With this face? Yeah.
No. Your nostrils bleeding, actually.
I haven't done it in over a month.
All right. Well, that's not bad, huh?
That's pretty good.
That's progress.
All right. Well, the economy.
Here's something I shouldn't do.
Oh, boy.
Did your mom say, how would you feel if I moved to Tennessee? Or did she say, how would you feel if I moved to Tennessee? I told you I shouldn't do it. At least I warned. I had to use it at some point. All right.
Instead of me going yes, I would have been like, what? So that would have been really dumb.
Jeez, I thought that was tame. I thought you were going to bring up Emily Epstein.
You want to take another walk around?
Are we going to do that?
No.
No, of course not.
I think Julian's a very attractive guy.
No, good looking guy. A lot of people say so.
Is that a burden for you?
A burden.
Yes.
Oh, it's the worst. You know why? Because every day I leave the house, I got to look at uglier people all day. How am I supposed to do this?
Do you find audiences?
First of all,
it's tough to sympathize with you because you're so good looking. Do you find that sometimes?
First of all, nobody really thinks that I'm that good looking. Like,
come on, into a
corner here.
No. This is complimentary.
This is very attractive.
I feel like this is a trap where I go, all right, I'm a little, and you're like, he said it.
No, trap.
It's not a burden. It's. How do you? Was this a? Is this a question? What's the question?
Yeah.
Is it a burden?
What's it like to be good looking?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
It's so rare in males.
It's for. What's it like to be good looking? I was gonna say, why don't you answer that? But that's not gonna work. Mark Norman is a very.
Wait a minute.
Dude, listen, can I point out something? Yeah. In 1986, Steve Guttenberg was considered one of the sexiest men alive.
Really?
So
I love Mahoney.
If you
get
a couple of gels.
Big fan of Cocoon, too.
You would be Mahoney. Steve Uttenberg.
Hey, P.S. My cat is dead.
Don't divert the question.
What am I supposed to?
Look at that.
I will say this. So I work in the cellar frequently, right? And the cellar is known for being the kind of club where, because like in this kind of scene, this group of comics, right? Like everybody, I love it and it's awesome, right? But everybody, nobody makes fun of each other at all, like to their face,
right?
And where I work, that's like
all you do.
That's all you do,
right?
So my their whole thing is you're not funny because you're good looking, right? Not like you're still fat.
Right.
But, which is something I really said to Robert Kelly.
He is fat.
Who should not be going around telling people they're not funny?
Huh?
No.
Well, that's the one rule. By the way, the one rule in comedy, if you unless you don't want to get into a fist fight, is you don't tell a guy he's not funny. You can say anything else.
Right,
you're like,
right.
Fuck your mom, or
yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But if they're like, you're not funny, you're like, I fucked your mom for real.
Yeah.
So, when they tell me I'm not funny because I'm good looking, it's like, well, what the fuck, you know? So it's like, too mean. So then I feel like I can attack anything that you have at all. You know what I mean?
Like,
Bobby Kelly is a fat comic that lost a lot of weight recently and he looks great. You know what I mean?
Stomach stapling, do you think?
Huh?
Stomach stapling?
I didn't ask. Do you want to know about the procedure? Or?
Well, I'm always curious of, like, what kind of
You're always curious how to make this show more boring. So.
Oh, jeez.
See, no, that's what we do. Did you see what we did? It's
that's what we do.
The cellar.
Right.
What?
Yeah. No, I get it. It's kind of like
I did cross the line by calling him good looking, so right. That did happen.
Well, no, I get it. I get what he's saying.
You had no business. You had no business.
I mean,
I'm gonna have you killed. You won't find me guilty. He's gonna pay some.
I get what he's doing. It's kind of like his double chin.
Oh!
I'm trying to be a part of it.
Mark, can I just say how funny it would be if you went to the cellar and try to insult like Colin Quinn and then went. I'm trying to be a part of it. They would fuck your face with every dick they have.
And he would
look like, oh, look, you got a funny bone in your body.
I would get a text message 2 hours later. Colin Quinn just fucked my face. He would love it.
But I'm moving up.
No, but seriously, you should go there and wear that jacket. So
maybe I should dress like everyone else. All right, but all right, come on.
Everybody else that's here, you fucking asshole.
Right.
I don't know where this is going.
I'll go to
America. How does this get into a fucking story?
Hey,
this is where we're going.
We're finally being us.
All right, that was We're All Friends Here.
Ooh, what a show. That was a doozy.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.